Chapter 17. Consciousness, grudgingly returning, told Obi-Wan he wasn't dead quite yet. Nobody who died could hurt this much. Piecemeal memory replayed the recent past in fits and starts. The sourness of defeat stung his eyes and churned his belly. I should have fought harder. I should not have succumbed. The voice had struck out of nowhere, a deafening shout rank with malice and hate, battering his spirit, annihilating his will. Ink pouring into a glass of clear water, ink with blood in it, ink full of rage. It was the voice of the Sith, smashing through his defenses as though they weren't there.
Submit, submit, Jedi, submit.
Only once before had he felt a darkness like it, felt the dark side trying to turn his blood to sludge, trying to disrupt his light and brilliant connection with the Force. On Naboo, in Theed, fighting the red and black Sith assassin. But then he'd been able to resist that dark slurry. He'd been able to purge himself of its taint and win. But not this time. This time, it was as though an army of Sith had bent their malevolent minds upon him. And though he'd fought against them, battled the shattering compulsion to fly the ship to its death, battled until he thought his sanity would give way, in the end, the Sith had won.
Jedi, submit.
The voice no longer shouted its hate and rage, but even in the silence, something bubbled in his blood. Something rotten, something insidious, a creeping sense of dark decay, a lingering malaise, smoldering, patient, promising a later conflagration. With every breath he took, he could smell the stench of Sith. Zagula was steeped in it. No wonder the place was barren. And I didn't feel it. I was blind and deaf to it. A harsh truth to ponder when he was able to think straight. Memory stirred. Organa. Where was the senator? Had he survived? He remembered force-flinging Organa out of the cockpit, remembered closing the force around the man's throat. After that... Did I kill him? Is he dead? Senator Organa! Senator, can you hear me? His voice sounded ridiculous, slushy and uncertain, as though he were drunk. Or at least how he imagined it would sound if he were drunk. He'd never been drunk, so it was only a guess. Organa didn't answer.
Don't let him be dead.
Senator Organa, answer me if you can.
Nothing. With a grunting effort, he opened his eyes and was dazzled by weak sunlight, pale yellow washed with red, an overcast from the nebula, that baleful scarlet curtain. Blinking slowly, he let his gaze track from side to side and waited for his battered mind to make sense of what he saw and felt. He was still in the ship, lying neatly on his back in the corridor running between the cockpit and the passenger compartment. The deck was buckled beneath him, digging into his mid-spine and lifting his knees. The hull overhead was torn wide from nose to tail. This was a starship that would never fly again.
So I'm imprisoned here. We're imprisoned if Organa still lives. A slow death instead of a swift one.
The Sith win after all. No, that was defeatist. A Jedi did not think such things. He closed his eyes and took closer stock of his condition. Everything hurt, yes, but it wasn't the same kind of pain he'd felt after flying into the Coruscant terrorist attack. Then, he'd been broken, and the pain had been diamond and scarlet and bright. This pain was a sluggish, sullen crimson, an echo of his previous hurts only, which were healed but not forgotten. With difficulty, he lifted his head and stared into the cockpit itself. The helm had been crushed, as though a giant had hammered it with one angry fist. The transperisteel viewport was a mass of jagged splinters, charred wiring some of it intermittently sparking, dangled from the ceiling and lay on the deck in colorful intestinal tangles. As though sight had spurred his other senses into action, now he could hear and smell his surroundings. The flat tang of that burned wiring, the acrid sizzle of spilled hydraulic fluids. In the cool outside air drifting through the breached hull, metallic smoke and floating ash coating his tongue with a patina of soot. It mixed with his saliva, a horrible taste, and crackling through the silence, what sounded like flames. Not huge flames, not devouring flames, just cheerful campfire flickers. What did that mean? Was the ship on fire? If it was on fire, was he about to burn to death? A hideous thought.
Tavor Mandirli, get up! Get up! Don't just lie here!
But his bones seemed disjointed, his muscles lax, without tone. His disobedient body ignored the command. Deep in his veins, the black sludge weighed him down. And deeper still, faint but insistent, he heard a gleeful, spiteful Sith whisper.
Die, Jedi. Die, Jedi. Die, Jedi. Die.